SBS हिंदी।
डॉक्टर एंथनी होपकिंस, वेलकम टू SBS।
थैंक यू विवेक, इट्स अ प्लेजर टू बी हियर।
सो यू हैव फाउंड आउट समथिंग वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग दैट योगा कैन हेल्प प्रिजनर्स। हाउ डिड दैट हैपन? कुड यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन?
Yes, this isn't a new finding. There's been quite a deal of international research and studies that indicate the positive effects of yoga and also meditation on detainee populations. But there was, until we did our study, no published research in Australia to demonstrate that those findings could be found in Australia. And so this was some pioneering research in the Australian context and designed to really demonstrate the possibility and potential of yoga for detainee populations in Australia.
So what did you find exactly?
Well, the study was both qualitative and quantitative. So we looked at some psychological measures to determine whether there were improvements in detainees' experiences of, say, for example, anxiety and depression, goal-directed behaviour, impulsivity. And we also interviewed detainees to get their self-reports on the impact the program had upon them. It was a small study. In total, we had 9 participants. And so it was very much set out to be a pilot rather than gold standard kind of research to determine the impacts. But in line with international research, there were significant improvements demonstrated in the various psychological measures. For example, anxiety, reductions in anxiety, reduction in measures of depression, increases in goal-directed behaviour and impulse control. And to back this up, we had detainees reporting things such as that the experience of participating was increasing their level of peace, relaxation, helping them to sleep, essentially, and perhaps one of the most interesting reports from one of the detainees, creating an environment in which they felt equal. So we were pleased with the results and see this as a stage from which further research can take place. But that very much depends on correctional services in the Australian Capital Territory, but across Australia, deciding to trial yoga within its detainee or for its detainee populations on a wider ranging and more regular basis.
Just to give it a perspective, what was the process? You hired a yoga teacher and then a class was formed?
It was a very interesting process. There was a research team made up of myself. I'm a criminal defence barrister and also a lecturer at ANU. My focus is evidence law, but also the criminal justice system. We had a clinical psychologist, Lisa Oxman. She's also an academic at ANU. And Professor Lorana Bartels, a professor of criminology at the Australian National University. So this was a piece of research that was designed to be done in collaboration with correctional services in the ACT. We put a proposal to correctional services. They agreed to give yoga a trial within the prison. Indeed, they provided the services of a prison psychologist who was present during the program and in fact participated. I was an embedded researcher, so I was there too for the classes to take my own views firsthand. We approached an experienced yoga teacher, a man by the name of Marcus Edwards. He'd worked with detainee populations in other contexts, within the immigration context, and had some significant experience that he could bring to bear to adapt general yoga teaching to the context of a prison. So it was really a collaboration. We were also backed by the Yoga Foundation, so they were a supporting partner as well.
On the first day when these detainees were brought to the class, what was their reaction on the first day?
It's a very good question you ask. Basically, on the first day, we were greeted as we arrived with smiles, but some of these smiles were a bit sheepish because detainees really didn't know what they were getting into. They'd signed up for yoga. None had participated in yoga before. Mm-hmm. And so there was this sense of, concern that they might be doing something that would be frowned upon within the prison or the general detainee population. Pretty quickly, as we got underway, that sort of concern dissipated, and they engaged themselves in the movement, the stretching, and in the mindfulness activities or breath awareness that went along with the yoga class. So we went from sort of nervous laughter and smiles to a kind of committed seriousness, although the joking continued throughout. And it was a successful group dynamic.
Mm-hmm. How is the general health of detainees, the prisoners in Australia? Do we know something about it?
We do. In fact, we have quite a strong research in relation to the general health. We've got national research and also research in the Australian Capital Territory. Nationally, it's the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data. And to take just a flavour from that data, in terms of mental health, in the 2015 study I'm referring to, 49% of detainees had been told by a mental health practitioner they had a mental health disorder. We've got just over 30% showing high levels of distress, psychological distress, and high levels of 23% having intentionally self-harmed. Statistics in the ACT are quite similar, 30% reporting depression, 32% anxiety, 35% had attempted suicide. So by comparison with the general population, certainly mental health challenges are much more prevalent. These often go hand in hand with addiction and drug misuse disorders. And there are also recognised disparities as against the general population with physical health, with over 30% in both national data and in the ACT experiencing long-term limiting conditions or chronic pain. And we had a number of people in our program who had long-term issues with back pain. In particular, who found a significant relief on their reports. We didn't try and measure this objectively, but just on their report, relief from the practice of yoga for that pain. So that was another promising finding.
So after this study, would you recommend yoga for prisoners in Australia?
Yes, I think the evidence internationally is pretty persuasive, and part of the purpose of the pilot was to show that with the right collaborations we can bring these programs in and evaluate them in the ACT. It very much does take a partnership. It's, logistically it can be challenging. The ACT prison ranges from minimum to maximum security. It has men and women, and cohorts need to be managed. That means that to move people to a program can be a challenge. So there are logistical costs there. But aside from those, we're talking relatively minor costs of training and paying for a yoga teacher or yoga teachers to attend a correctional institution on a fairly regular basis. But because of the group nature of the program and the fact that it doesn't, for example, require a professional qualification such as clinical psychology and so forth, there's the capacity to reach a large number of people who would otherwise not be participating in these programs. And I think one thing is worth pointing out, that a number of the detainees reported on why they had come to attend. A number had chosen to because they thought it might give them some mental peace within the prison environment, which would be optimal in terms of working towards their own rehabilitation, particularly thinking about things like impulse control. But many had just come because it was either something to do or for the physical effort or labour, the stretching that might help them. Now, uniformly, all detainees, when asked about their experience, went straight to the mental health and wellbeing benefits over and above the physical. And there's, I think, just from anecdotally, really there's perhaps some suggestion that these detainees were able to work through their bodies towards getting at some real mental health benefits without having to self-identify as having well-being challenges or needing to attend the program for that purpose. So working through the body to the mind, which has a real potential to have long-term results in terms of their personal well-being, both in the prison and once they are released.
Well, that sounds very promising, considering many other countries have already experimented with it successfully. So thank you so much for sparing time, Dr. Hopkins.
Yes, you're most welcome. Thank you.
आप जुड़े हैं SBS हिंदी रेडियो के साथ।
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को Twitter पर फॉलो करें।